15. Joe, you ready?
I am, bro. You feel me? Getting down to the last 15, and we're going to, you know, wrap up with Joe's top five tonight. And like I said earlier in the show, one of the things that I felt like was going on with child support is maybe the system needs to be put on trial. Maybe it's a system that we need to look at and revamp, because there's a lot of things wrong with the child support system as a whole. And maybe when we begin to working on the child support system, you know what I mean, we can create a foundation that, you know, fathers and mothers can get into when they need child support or when child support is needed or whatnot. We can get into it and be working from, you know, a sense of equity and not spite. So let's get into it. All right, number five. Five things wrong with the child support system. It's old and outdated. It's a 40-year-old system, and it's wrapped around the housewife stereotype. Well, the man was the breadwinner, you know what I'm saying, these 40, 50 years ago. The man was the breadwinner. The woman stayed in the house, and you had kids. And while this guy was out there getting all the money, she has nothing to go off of, no work experience at all. You need to, you know, pay more to make sure you take care of the child. So the system is wrapped in that. And that has changed dramatically over the years or whatnot. So if they could look at that, then maybe they could, you know, create a system where the guy can give fairly or whatnot. Since a lot of guys isn't like really the breadwinner no more in a lot of homes or whatever. So number five is old and outdated. The system needs to be looked at. Number four, it's really tough on low income fathers, and it creates an alienation of his parental duties or whatnot. As we were just talking about, there's a lot of guys who maybe isn't working, you know what I mean, in a place of high income or whatnot. So imagine getting that money and it getting cut out or whatnot. Like we said, being forced to have to pay or whatever, rather than coming up with a mediation where we can reach an agreement with time spent and money spent, which would be better for the child in a lot of instances or whatnot. So I would say that the system is really, really tough on low income fathers. It might need to be some different type of safety net for guys before jail becomes the answer for those individuals. Which is going to lead into number three. The child support system, as it is right now constructed, it seems to be more about enforcement and not involvement. So I'm going to say that again. Like, the child support system today, as it's constructed, comes across like it's more about enforcement and not involvement. It's like there's no shortage of evidence. You can go look it up, showing that shared parenting helps offset the negative effects of divorce. Like, it is important for kids to receive adequate financial support, but you can argue that it's essential to have quality time with mom and dad. So, like, if we could look at maybe constructing a system where involvement with the kids and being there with them and spending time with them, if we can put that up there with the financial support, then, you know, we can start seeing a lot of changes with the kids. Because time spent is priceless, no matter how much money you get. Having your father there is a beautiful thing, and it can be a very important thing for a child that is growing up. And so let's look at number two. Number two, the system destroyed in a lot of ways. Destroyed being a productive member of the economic system. And what I mean by that is, by destroying that, a lot of people feel as if, like, if I go make more money, I'm going to have to give out more in my check. So it really stops the mindset of wanting to go get more, because righteously you are already knowing that they're going to come kill most of what you're about to get anyway. So a lot of people in a lot of situations choose not to even go get a job, not to even go try to go get more, because they feel like, hey, man, at the end of the day, they're going to come kill my check anyway, so I'm going to just stay where I'm at. And it keeps them from, well, it, stop them from trying to go get more financially, because they feel like the system is really going to come, you know, detach all the money anyway. So it's like, what's the point? And I would say the number one thing that the child support system is messing up at right now is the system financially destroys the support system of parents who can't pay. Like, that's just, it's a bigger thing in the balance of it. There's a lot of people that are struggling and they can't pay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what happens to a father who just simply cannot do it? And it comes with a lot of systems. It comes with his financial, his family upbringing, his education background, his work background. A lot of stuff start playing into that. And then we have to look at the fact that now he's on child support. What does a person who cannot pay do? Besides, so now we're going to throw him in jail, make him a criminal or whatever, make him an inmate, when there's a lot of things that goes into the fact of the guy just couldn't do it at the time. And there's nothing within the system that helps him go out, maybe to find a job, job training, or whatever, things like that. So maybe we can, you know, get to the point of there are guys who really wants to be there, guys who want to be financially involved, who just at this moment right now, because the system all the way around and the job system might be jacked up, who just can't be financially involved. And they get punished rather than helped in a lot of ways. So I would say that would be the number one flaw of the child support system, is that it criminalizes people who cannot go out and get employment or get a financial stability to take care of their child. So that's my top five, but we'll be posted after the fact, the five things right now that is messed up with the child support system.
That
ain't
true.
Yep.
Oh.